Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to No Chill with Gilbert Arenas. I'm Josiah Johnson. The NBA Conference Finals are set after two of the most wackest, boringest Game 7s I think I've ever seen. Two hot packs of ass, mid, whatever you want to call it. Straight boo-boo. So, Gil, first and foremost, before we get into everything else, got to ask you, which team should be more ashamed of themselves, the Bucks or the Suns?
The Bucks.
Woo! Okay.
The Bucks, they're defending champs. But hold on. So you set me up on that one. Knowing I was going to pick the Bucks. They didn't have Middleton, so I got to give them credit because they didn't have one of their, you know, their second best players. So getting out of that round was going to be difficult for them. So I would say that Suns was the more disappointing because they had a full roster and they were down by 40 at one point.
I mean, I think the Suns are the second team in NBA history to win 64 games and not make the conference finals, joining the 06-07 Mavs, who famously got smacked up by that Warriors We Believe squad. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, you know, when you look at this thing, Bucks and Suns, obviously the game, you know, the early game with the Bucks-Celtics, after going up 3-2, Bucks tricked off two in a row. I mean, I just got to give a, you know, what do you think about just Ime Udoka, what he was able to do with that squad, and also obviously Grant Williams stepping up big time, 27 points, career high, franchise record tying, seven made threes in the game. Just what are your thoughts on that Celtics squad, you know, getting over that juggernaut Bucks team?
You know, that's what makes playoffs basketball more exciting. That's what makes stars, superstars, because, you know, they got to beat you four times. You know, it's not one game, not two games, it's four. So, you know, you take your hits and you adjust. And then, you know, the stars prevail. So what, you know, Tatum has done, you know, going down, just put him in a whole nother level of, you know, just of superstardom. What Luka has done being down 0-2 and carrying that team on his back. I think he outscored Suns in the first half by himself. So, you know, you just to see what the next generation of superstars is doing and how they become superstars is right here in the playoffs. Has nothing to do with regular season.
So before we look ahead to the Final Four, it's our first time back since last week, so got to get you on some of the other things we've been talking about and got to wrap up a couple teams that we've been discussing all season long. So let's start with the Philadelphia 76ers first. How upset should Sixers fans be at Harden's playoff performance?
Wrap it up in the box. Put him in the box.
You was right.
Put him in the box because I look at the grand scheme of things. I understand player personnel because I've been there. I've been in locker rooms. I've heard chatter when players is trying to really get the fuck out of the season. So when you're talking about a guy who came into Philly, you know, he came into Philly, they played well. They was hot. He wasn't out of shape then. When he first got to Philly, he wasn't out of shape then. All of a sudden, he's out of shape. You know, you're dealing with a guy who can't go 100%. If he decides to go 100%, he was going to probably injure his hamstring again. Just knowing that tells me when it comes down to it, you know, he's not going to push it to that next level that he needs to go to that we're used to seeing because he physically can't right now. So I didn't think that his energy was going to be up to par to get out of the second round. And then with Embiid, if you look at playoff minutes when it comes to the superstars, those players are not coming to that game, right? They're logging 38 to 45 minutes. Embiid plays 32, 33 minutes in the playoffs. because he's not in prime shape. He's in just get enough done shape, but he's not in shape where I can't take you off the court shape. You know what I mean? You're talking about a 37-year-old LeBron James who played 37 minutes this year. Embiid hasn't broken 34 minutes. They let you know that he gets winded. You don't have time to get winded. You don't have time to come out of the game. You know what I mean? So just looking, taking all those factors in, I just didn't see it. You know, I don't just say it. I calculate everything that I can, you know, that I can remember. I can see that, you know, how playoff basketball starts. Look at, you know, what teams they can beat. And I didn't see them beating anybody outside of the first round.
I mean, do you give Embiid any credit, though, coming back from injury, obviously having the whole coming back with the black Zorro mask, going out there and playing and still being able to perform and produce? Like, do you give him any love for that, or is
no, it just no, no. I mean, coming back to finish out the series, yeah, you gotta give him his credit for that. But it's still, he still is not in that. Like, you gotta remember, he's a superstar physically. He's not a superstar when it comes to conditionally. Like, you know, when you're talking about, you know, making it to the finals, those guys are dragging 42, 48 minutes, 47 minutes, unless you're just blowing the team out. Other than that, you're in that, you don't sub out. You know, I'd rather you take two plays off before I have to sub you out for 16 minutes. Think about 16 minutes in a basketball game.
Yeah, that's real. I mean, I think about KD last year in that game 7 against the Bucks with the janky Achilles, coming off the Achilles injury, playing, I want to say, the whole game, 53 minutes, not coming out. You know, if not for his big ass foot, you know, the next season might have ended differently. I mean, Harden may not have even, you know, been in Philadelphia this year, but the game is the game.
So, you know, for me, it's, you know, for him to take that next leap, you know, he's going to have to just really, it's him. You know, he can't keep, you know, like, I heard his comment and I'm like, you did it again. You broke the locker room code type again. You know, you throw another player under the bus. You know, as a, well, he ain't that type of player no more. How you gonna tell us what he is? Let him say he ain't that type of player no more. You know, let him speak out that. You know what I mean? Because you don't know what he's physically going under, but don't you throw him under the bus for the reason y'all lost, because he only had two shots in the fourth quarter. You know, so, you know, I'm pretty sure that's not sitting well with James probably.
So, Gil, you love poker. Let's put your Sixers GM cap on. When it comes to James Harden, are you holding or are you folding?
He's a free agent this year?
He will opt in. He's looking for that max deal. He's got a player option, but he's looking for that max contract. If you're the Sixers, do you give it to him?
Well, you got to remember, it is Morey, bro. Morey has to make it work. So if you're James Harden, you opt out. You opt out of that deal.
Ooh. Really?
You opt out. You force Morey's hand. The reason you force Morey's hands is you lost Ben Simmons for James Harden. If James Harden opts out, you look like a horrible general manager. Because you lose Ben Simmons and you lose James Harden. So James Harden has the ball in his court. You opt out and ask for the mask. That's for the max. That's the play. You don't opt into your contract. You don't opt into the 47. You opt out and try to get another 200. Because they're forced to.
That's why you are Gil. That's why you are Agent Zero, and you get things done and you get the big
finesse,
bags.
Baby. You gotta know how to finesse. Hey, wait, what am I saying? Put your hands up. This is a robbery, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody put your hands up. And that's what James Harden got to do this summer. There's no opt-in, opt-out. They can't do – what they going to do? They lost half their team for you. They got no choice. Hands up. Stick them up. That's how you got to get them. Stick them up.
Obviously, Harden and Morey got a great relationship. Morey got them over there, got them out of Brooklyn. Do you think if you, James, you're going to play Morey like that? Like, you going to do that? Or is there any love for, you know what I'm saying, you just going to make that move? I don't know. I'm a little bit more loyal, but I understand it.
Hey, man, this is business, right? You just watch what they did to Ben. You watch what they do around the league. Yeah, Morey's your guy. So Morey's going to understand. You know what I mean? Maury cannot afford to lose you for nothing. So he is forced to pay you that bag. He has no choice.
That's real talk.
Has no choice.
So let's shift gears a little bit. Also want to touch on this Grizzlies-Warriors series, the bad blood between the Grizzlies and Warriors. You know, you had the Dylan Brooks GP2 flagrant. You had the Draymond Green flagrant in game one. You had the Jordan Poole, Ja Morant situation. Do you just chalk that up to playoff basketball, or was that something else going on out there?
No, that's playoff basketball. I mean, you know, if you looked at the Grizzlies, Grizzlies are a grinded out team, right? How they were playing against Minnesota, they could have went either way over there too. You know, but now you're playing against a three-time championship team that got grinders on it, that loves to play that style too. So now is big brother versus little brother, you know, when it comes to, you know, beating you up. You know, just unfortunately, people got hurt in this series. That's all. You know, other than that, it was just nice, hard fouls. You know, in today's games, those are flagrant ones. But, you know, players got hurt. They got injured, you know, falling wrong. You know, you can't do nothing about those.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So obviously the Ja Jordan Poole situation was a hot button issue. Ja tweeted, broke the code, then quickly deleted the tweet. After you watching the play from your expert NBA legend opinion, did Poole break the code with Ja grabbing his knee like that, or was that just a part of the game?
Just part of the game. I don't think he meant to hurt him. You know, he's trying to go for the steal. You know, a little lock here that a ref can't see. And then, you know, just Ja missteps. You know, and it just, it happened. You know, you don't want series one like that, you know, where, you know, star players is getting hurt. You don't want to hurt star players. You want to see who the best team is, you know, with everybody healthy. So it's unfortunate that Ja had to sit out that season. That series because he was playing out of this world. You know, he was you know, kind of unstoppable, you know, in these playoffs.
So when you look at this Grizzly squad just quickly, where do they go from here now? Obviously, they showed us a lot this year, got the 2 seed. Can this squad be, you know, the top team in the West next season? What do they need to get there?
No. I'm just being an asshole. Look, when you have young players all playing well, that means all have to get paid. So Dylan Brooks saying we're going to be the next, my man, you probably won't even be there. You know, Ja is max, bro. You got to remember, the only reason Golden State got to keep Klay and Draymond and got to sign KD is because Steph Curry, Chef himself, was hurt majority of his first 4 years, and they got him for pennies on a dollar. Ja's not pennies on a dollar. Ja is touching all of 200 when he signs. So that means that Dylan Brooks and Bain, y'all gonna have to take some serious pay cuts. You know, because in reality, Steph Curry was the pay cut. If Steph would have maxed out, there would have been no Kevin Durant because they couldn't afford him. You know, it's like, so when dynasties are made because players sign stupid deals. That's how dynasties are made. They're made because players sign dumb deals. If you get a guy to sign a stupid Michael Jordan, you get him to sign a dumb deal, and you underpay to keep that talent there, it's easy to build a dynasty. It's easy to build a dynasty if your best player is on a $65 million deal, not $150. You know what I mean? It's easy to build dynasties on bad contracts. That's how they're built. They're not built because we're signing, you know, Shep to a max, Clay to a max, Draymond to a max. There ain't no money left. You're talking about $600 million between three players. Doesn't work. You need players to just make bad decisions on be loyal to the team, get convinced, hey, take a pay cut for the championship. You know, so, you know, Ja, Brooks, Bane, like, and then plus all the other young players, I don't see it. Everybody want to get paid.
You need 110%, yeah. As I say. You give me all that money, but... Now I feel you, but let's move it back east. So the Heat will host the Celtics in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals Tuesday on ESPN. Want to ask you, Gil, who do you trust more in crunch time, Jason Tatum or Jimmy Butler?
Oh, I'm going to go with that. I love them both. I'm going to go with that zero.
Yeah, he's
I'm going with the St. Louis. Man's been playing phenomenal basketball. But the best thing about the growth is every round you're being tested by another elite player. Right? To talk about the Kobe's and the Jordans and, you know, the T-Macs, the Allen Iverson, that next level of stardom is because you're running through, you know, elite players. Now your matchup is Jimmy Butler. You know, you sitting out there 29, 40, 45 against Jimmy Butler. Hey, bruh, your ticket is written when it comes to, you know, young greatness. You know, so this is a matchup for both Jimmy and Tatum. So, you know, it's who can do their job the best at this point.
For sure. You think Jimmy's going to have a little bit of a hangover? Seemed like he had a major chip on his shoulder going against his former team. You saw after they won the series, he ran off to the locker room questioning how they could possibly, in their mind, pick Tobias Harris over him. You think that's going to trickle over to the next series? You're going to be able to lock in and still find that deep anger to get the Heat over the top?
Jimmy is just one of those guys who plays with a chip on the shoulder. You know what I mean? He's the heart. He's the fire of that team. We don't know, you know, how Kyle Lowry and his hamstring is going to hold up, you know, to help them. But I see, Boston, you know, taking a series, you know, fairly easy. even if it goes to a game seven, it's going to be one of those game sevens that should be a blowout. But, you know, I'm looking at a 4-2 matchup.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So obviously this is a rematch of the 2020 ECFs that the Heat won 4-2 in the bubble. But now we're back out the bubble. We got home court. Who's got the better home court? The Celtics in the Garden or the Heat in South Beach?
When it comes to the nightlife, obviously, Miami. But, you know, when it comes to the fan base, Miami fans is not Miami fans. You know what I mean? They're South Beachers. Like, you know, we ain't gonna go to the game today. We gonna wait for them to come to the after party. So that Miami crowd ain't really, that's New York Knicks should be, the New York Knicks should switch to Miami. They'll be cheered and loved like no other. You know, I gotta go with the racists. You know what I mean? They make that building hard to play. I got to go with the races, baby, for this one. They got the best crowd.
Yeah, we cannot step foot in Beantown unless we need a pass or a Paul Pierce. We need somebody to look out for us. Big Baby, somebody to escort us through the city.
No. We can go whiteface. Is that? I know blackface is frowned upon. Is whiteface still legal?
Oh my dude, you are a wild human being, man. Oh my goodness. All right, well let's move it back west. You know, Warriors host the Mavericks on Wednesday. Game one of the Western Conference Finals. That'll be on TNT. So I got to ask you now, and you know, I want you to put some thought into this because this might send the internet into fury. But at this point, right now, going into this series, who would you rather have, Steph or Luka?
And the only reason that this is actually something you have to think about is you have to really think about, you know, Steph and Luka's surrounding. Luka's like carrying this Mavs team. He's they're thriving off of what he does. Like, he has to actually put them on the shoulder and carry them in these games. Steph, Golden State can win if Steph doesn't have a great game, because they have two other all NBA players, top 75 is over. You know, the next one is going to be top 100. They're going to have two other top 100 players on that team. You know what I mean? They got two Hall of Famers on that team. So Steph lifting, he doesn't really have to lift. All he has to do is just be great when it's time to be great, which is not a knock against him. It's his situation. He grew up. He has two players that knows how to play the game that's just as smart as him, and they do what they do best. So when it comes to just the two individuals, and I got to trust the individual, Luka has more responsibility than Steph.
Yeah, I feel like Warriors fans may come at you, but I got to agree with you.
What I'm saying is if both players average 20 points, just give them both 20, Dallas has no chance.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? They have no chance. Golden State, he can have Steph can go 20 and, you know, Clay and Poole chip in 20 and 30. You know what I mean? So, you know, Steph, you need Steph to do what Steph does, which is the antics, the shot making, the silence, the crowd, the shimmy shake, that, like, he brings a whole nother element that helps everybody else. You know what I mean? He doesn't need to bring the steak to the barbecue. He can bring the soda, the chips, the music, the fans. He can bring everything else, and he still be like, yo, Steph, you hooked us up. You know, with Luka has to bring the whole barbecue.
He got to bring all the snacks, all the beverages, napkins,
all the snacks,
utensils, condiments. Like, he got to bring it all. And that's real. And I think, you know, anybody watching, that's not a knock to Steph at all. But you even look at this squad. Andrew Wiggins was an all-star starter. And there's times on the court where he's a fourth or fifth option. And it's not, you know, and it's not like, you know, you got Poole, you got Clay, you got guys that you're going through and running through. And it's like, you got a dude here who's a legit all-star this year who may not even see the rock, you know, on certain numerous possessions. But so let's switch it to, we got to talk about Clay. Obviously, he came through with another Game 6 performance. Just seeing everything he's gone through, you know, missing the better part of two seasons, coming back now, balling out. Again, you're a gambling man. He's already had one, but I want to know, over under 1.5 Game 6 Clay performances.
I think over.
You think he's got another one in him?
Yeah, it's because you got to remember, because of his name is Game 6 Clay, when Game 6 comes in, it's just how Jimmy Butler was to Philly. He ultra-focused. Like, you can see before, when Game 6, old man running out the way, stiff arm, hit him with the Heisman. Watch that little man. He's so focused on, you know, these games and what he brings to Golden State that when it's a Game 6 on the line, the most important player, the most dangerous player on that court will be Klay Thompson. You know, it's just because you know what Game 6 means to him. So no matter how he starts that game off, you already know what's running through that blood. It's game six blood. You know what I mean? So, you know, if it's put like this, if it's 3-2, Golden State up in this game, winning game six, Clay's finishing that off. They know game seven. They know such thing as game seven, Clay.
So need to know, who do you got winning the series? Will we get to that game six in this series, or is it going to be a game six in the finals? Who's winning this Mavs Warriors series?
Warriors.
How many games?
What? Okay, listen. One of these games got to go to game seven just for ratings. one of these got to go for ratings. If this go to game, listen, I don't see this game going to game seven unless Luka is just playing like that type of basketball. Just Golden State just has too many. They just got too much firepower. I would take this series as a 6-2 and then make the Miami series as a 4-3.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So 4-2 going to State.
And then 4-3 because I don't think both games are going to end in six. You just lose money like that. You know what I mean?
For sure. So Eastern Conference Finals, Western Conference Finals. What are you looking forward to the most from these last two series?
Okay. You know what? Both series are exciting. When you talk about Mavs and Golden State, this is an offensive game. You know, it's offensive game. It's who can put that ball in that basket the most. And then on the other side, it's defense. Who can stop each other from putting that ball in the basket? Can Jimmy Butler hold Tatum? We're not saying who gonna hold Steph Curry, who's gonna hold Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson and Wiggins, and who's gonna hold Luka and Dinwiddie. There's no holding here. Just who's gonna score the most? Other side is who's gonna stop who? So if you want grinded out basketball, watch the East. If you want that exciting shit that I like to see, that 125 versus 137, it's that Dallas Golden State series.
Yeah, if I wanted to watch a low scoring sport, I'll watch soccer. I mean, we got tons of sports that you can watch. You see great defense. I need to see buckets. That's what the game is designed for. James Naismith, put it in that bucket. But no, I completely agree with you. So this has been another edition of Heat Check, No Chill with Gilbert Arenas. We'll be back with more, and we'll see if Gil's right. We'll see if these Warriors go 4-2 and can Boston get over the hump.
All right.
It's going to be interesting.
Boston versus Golden State.